Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Light ball kind of things. Interesting way to put it, Paul Eno. Tell us more.
Okay, well, again, it's Ted Phillips' term, but depending on the context in which you see them, whether in a photograph or in the wild, that might determine what your interpretation of what they are could be. In other words, if you see one in the sky, as people frequently do at the great Rendlesham Forest site in England, where there was the great sort of experience of UFOs by U.S. Air Force personnel in the 1980s, or actually 1980, December of 1980, where you can see, where even Ben and I saw things, you'd think, aha, UFOs, craft landing and this sort of thing. Or if you've seen them in someone's living room, the light ball kind of thing, the orb, people say, aha, spirit orbs. That's actually a term that's used. Or you might say, well, you know, obviously it's a ghost. But I think that whatever they may be, as soon as you have them figured out, they start doing odd things. I don't think they are spirits as such, although I have encountered some that seem to be quite intelligent, follow you around, change color. But of course, ball lightning has been known to do the same thing. So I think they are electrical, and I suspect, along with people like Carl Sagan, that you may have non-carbon-based life forms, in this case perhaps plasma-based life forms, that live, the way I would put it, around the boundaries of parallel worlds, around these brains, B-R-A-N-E-S, and perhaps have been misinterpreted as something that we can understand.
Our listeners are aware that this is going, we're referring to all these light bulb phenomena that aren't out of focus particulate matter being illuminated by a flash in a digital camera.
Precisely.
Which is what I think a majority of these so-called light bulbs and orbs, as they're popularly known, I think a lot of it is just, as you mentioned, that the technology misreading reality and creating effects that aren't really there.
Yeah, dust, a snowflake. I have several photos that are classic orbs, but I know for a fact that they're snowflakes, that sort of thing. But again, in the interpretation of the digital camera. So I think as far as the UFO phenomenon is concerned, that has to be considered. The idea of certainly alien life forms, and going back once more to this Bridgeport case, I think the best way I can describe the entities in that house were alien. I don't mean necessarily from other planets. I mean, that term might not even have any meaning in the ultimate scheme of things. There may be a variety of UFO visitors, if you will, taking place here. You might have people from other planets or humanoids. I mean, that's entirely possible. There's no reason why that couldn't
occur. Or other tenants in the building.
Other tenants in the building. Oh, yeah. You read my article. Maybe, because I use that as an analogy, the apartment building with...
I kind of borrowed it from Terrence McKenna. He used to use that term a lot.
Oh, dear. I thought it was original. Well, I guess there's no original thought left anymore. But anyway, no, I thought that perhaps that certainly is a possibility, you know, the real, actual alien visitors. But, of course, even if they are from other planets, how do they get here? I mean, they travel huge distances in the conventional manner, as we're used to thinking about, or do they use parallel realities, as shaman have told me, simply to pass from across one boundary to another where they're already here, or where they're already in orbit, or what have you. I mean, anything is possible, and I think every possibility and impossibility needs to be considered. So the UFO phenomenon, I think, has really opened things up. It has been opened up, the whole community, if you will, has been opened up lately to ideas such as this. Ben and I have started to be asked to speak at UFO conferences. We spoke at two this past year, where our idea is that the multiverse is behind all this, and that there are relationships between ghostly phenomena, UFOs, and this sort of thing. And certain cases we've been working on, pointing to Rendlesham Forest or Central Connecticut, where there's a big case like that, Skinwalker Ranch, all that sort of thing in Utah, is not unusual at all and does point to a deeper meaning and deeper process behind all paranormal phenomena. And that's being well received now in the UFO community. And I like to think we have at least something to do with that in some small way. So whether it's, hopefully it's true.
Yeah. Well, we kind of been, you know, exploring these different out-of-the-box scenarios, you know, because of the popularity of the extraterrestrial hypothesis being, you know, just bludgeoning the public over the head, where, you know, the media has just been banging this drum for so many years, that it's really, I think, important for people to look at these things from outside of the box and come up with alternative theories. And I've been saying for years that we should exhaust all closed system possibilities before we, you know, get bold enough to jump off planet and think we're important enough for anything out there to come here. And I take a lot of flack for saying that, but I think it's a point well taken. It's something here at the Paracast that we are constantly attempting to get guests and, you know, enlighten conversation that looks at, alternative theories to attempt to explain some of these mysteries.
Well, we love you, Chris. You know, you have the same similar approaches to what we have, but because you're a thinker, and we really like that. We need that in this field. And Gene, you're okay too.
My wife says that too. She says, "Gene, you're okay too." My son, yeah. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what, our dog loves me. The dog is always here, especially when it's time to have breakfast. Then he just is ever present. I can't walk around the house without him right behind me.
One of life's greatest mysteries. Our cat does that, too. I always get a little nervous when the guy says my dog likes me, implying nobody else does, but I'm sure that's not the case. That was supposed to be a joke. I guess it didn't work.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that one.
Yeah. But, Gene, we love you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. But, you know, back in the 1960s, Alan Greenfield and I had an all-night talk fest back in a hotel off Times Square on New Year's Eve. Now, you've heard of Alan Greenfield, have you not, Paul?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So Alan and I were talking about the possibilities of UFOs, and he had this book in his hand, a kind of well-worn paperback, The Incomplete Enchanter, a fascinating fantasy book from L. Sprague de Camp and Fletcher Pratt, about going to a parallel universe where the laws of magic took precedence. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about alternate realities.
Well, this is the mention of the word magic is fascinating, and you're getting back to the days of like Tim Beckley and these guys and elsewhere.
Well, the days of implies they're no longer here, and they sure are.
Oh yeah. Well, the idea of magic has been interesting too, and in conversations with shaman, this has come up as well. Are magicians in the classical sense, you know, using multiversal principles to make things real? And that's precisely what Binda Louie told me that they were doing, and others have as well. And taking that back to, and people say, well, let's get back to your theology. Well, sure. Is prayer, especially in a community sense, is that really a form of magic? Is magic prayer taken to the next level, all of it using multiverse principles to make real what is needed in our particular consciousness? I think it's probably a big yes.
Yeah. Well, Greg Braden talks about an experiment that was done in the Middle East with a group of people doing very, very, coherent meditations, all with a singular idea of creating of some sort of envelope of peace around the Middle East. And they had tremendous success. Apparently, you know, they thought the first time they did it was a coincidence. There was no outbreaks of violence. There were no gun battles. I think this was during the early 80s when Israel went up into Lebanon, if I remember correctly. And so they repeated the experiment three times, and all three times they were able to, in their opinion, impact the amount of violence and reduce it to absolutely no violence during the time periods where they were doing this very evolved group meditation, if you will. And, you know, the idea being that if enough people have the right intention, it can actually produce a measurable effect.
Well, I think that's true, Chris. And as a matter of fact, I remember in 86 or 87, I was working at the Providence Journal as an editor, and I was in the newsroom, and everybody was laughing because the Transcendental Meditation Group was meeting in Providence at the time at the Civic Center having their big convention. And they were all meditating for peace. There's, you know, thousands and thousands of people.
And maybe we hope we'll get some peace, but right now we'll have this peaceful break. We have Paul Eno joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As we see, Chris is trying to engage in transcendental meditation. That was like the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Do you still hear much about it, Paul Eno?
You do. There are some things about it I'm not thrilled with, but I think it's sort of on the right track. I'm always wary of Indian gurus coming with, you know, bearing gifts. But nevertheless,
personalized mantras.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny. I've been told that there's a group in California, or was, that uses the word Eno as a mantra, because it's got one in it, and eon, and all these different, and I said, oh, brother, that's just what we need. But in any case, this 1986 or so, I was at the Providence Journal in the newsroom one day, and people were laughing about the Transcendental Meditation Group meditating en masse at the Providence Civic Center in their thousands for peace. And I said, you know, don't be too skeptical about that. You never know. And people kind of looked at me. They knew I was into this. You know? And sure enough, in the ensuing 6 months, I believe there were four brushfire wars that ended and several major peace treaties that were signed. So maybe it's coincidence. Maybe not.
Let me ask you a fast question that just hit me. I'm listening to your name. Are you at all related in any way to one Brian Peter George Eno, better known as Brian Eno?
Don't forget the LaSalle.
Right. He's got Brian Peter George St. John Le Baptiste de LaSalle Eno.
Yes. Well, actually, this is the third broadcast in a row where I've been asked that question.
Well, you must be sick of it now.
No, not really. It's Ben and I are both amused by it. Actually, we are supposed to be cousins. I don't know him. I've never met him, but I have cousins who do know him. The name is so weird. He's been known to take the phone book in a city he's performing in and call anybody by the name of Eno in the book. And he called my cousin Jennifer in New York City, and they know each other. I have another cousin, Jennifer, in California, who knows him because he lives there. And so supposedly we're related. But we're waiting for a call or an email, because supposedly he and his brother Roger are both interested in the paranormal. So, you know, I'm waiting for him to make the first move.
Well, I must say I'm one of his biggest fans, and have been since he made his real public debut in Roxy Music back in the early 70s. I've been following his career ever since I was a kid. I've got all his albums. Well, not all of his ambient albums, but a majority of his work I have. And he's been a real inspiration for me as a keyboard player over the years. And it's a cool name. I just love three-letter names. There's not many of them out there.
People think it's fake, but we have to assure people that it's really, really our name. Because Ben, having gone to Emerson College and a lot of musical types up there, you're related to Brian Eno and all this sort of thing. So I'd like to get to know him someday.
Brian Eno, if you're listening to the PowerCast, and we know you're interested in the paranormal, or allegedly you are, get in touch with your cousin Paul. You've heard of Cousin Brucey, of course. This is Cousin Paul.
Yeah, well, I love his oblique strategy cards that he devised with an artist. They came up with their own sort of tarot deck, basically, and to be used by artists in situations where they may get stuck in a process or need some sage advice, and they would use these cards that would have these. Have these suggestions of how to deal with a particular situation. And of course, the spontaneity and the synchronistic nature of pulling a particular card to deal with a particular problem. A number of musicians that have worked with him over the years were amazed and have been amazed at how effective that particular approach is. And that, to me, kind of has a sense of a little bit of a paranormal kind of quality to it, which I've always been on the lookout for a deck of oblique strategy cards. I'd love to get a deck someday.
Well, that is interesting. And particularly, well, speaking of Brian, there is sort of a real irony there when it comes to the paranormal. He was, as I understand it, he was born practically within stone's throw of Rendlesham Forest in Suffolk, England, right?
Yeah, he grew up visiting the Air Force Base clubs and stuff.
Oh, there you go. And we spoke there in Woodbridge in 2012, and people knew obviously who he was, and said, "Oh, may a wonderful show up," because didn't happen to be in town at the time. But a lot of people were commenting that it was ironic we had the name and he was from there and that sort of thing. So a little synchronicity there, I guess, maybe.
You never know, Brian Eno. No. In any case, I wanted to go back to the UFO thing, because there's still that belief or expectation or hope that the U.S. government knows what's going on.
Well, that's another deep well, I think.
The U.S. government knows anything, which may be the biggest.
Well, they know a lot more than we do. That's why they're a lot more confused.
Yeah, that could be. And I'll tell you, fellows, I have a suspicion that, and I don't know, if anybody else is saying this, but we're starting to put the idea out there, that whether it's the government or someone else, and you do see military activity of some kind in these flap areas, certainly Rendlesham, I don't know about Skinwalker Ranch. Nobody will let us near that case for some reason. And the Torrington area in Connecticut, Goshen, that vicinity, Litchfield County, Connecticut, military activity on the hoofs of, on the heels of the ghost phenomena, poltergeist activity, UFO activity, you name it, even Bigfoot sightings, all of a sudden you have all this military activity. Or it could be contractors, and it could be some other kind of cabal, might not necessarily be the government. But in any case, I think that, you know, we live in a society that has been long ago conditioned to accept, you know, the Klingons and the denizens of the planet of the apes. I mean, what kind of problem are we going to have with announcement that extraterrestrial life exists? I don't think that's the issue at all. I think that's part of the cover. I think what's really going on is, you know, you don't have to be afraid of something that's on another planet. It's far away. But were it to become known, and this is just my suspicion, were it to become known, if it's true, that these parallel worlds are all around us with a lot of very serious and dangerous enemies and hostile neighbors, that would change everything. That, I think, is what would threaten our institutions, such as they are anymore, and would threaten people's conceptions of themselves, would threaten our cozy little idea that we're in charge of this planet and even of ourselves. I think that might be what they, whoever they may be, are afraid of. And I think that's the reason for all the secrecy. I think a lot of the UFO stuff might be just cover, particularly Area 51,
right,
where I was, by the way, chased across the desert by people with government license plates.
Wait a minute. Don't pass that one by, okay? Yeah. I want to hear more about it. We're just about ready to do our break, so let me just tell our listeners again that we have this other version of the PowerCast called the PowerCast Plus. You get the ad-free version, no ads, higher quality audio, plus the After the PowerCast podcast, where we're politically incorrect with our color commentary, and I ask crazy things about whether the oral traditions include fact-checking before they pass down from generation to generation, if they have a politifact going on there, or whether someone who gives the wrong verbal expression of some kind of tradition, does that person get four Pinocchios? More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And one more thing. To find out about the Paracast Plus, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com, PLUS.theparacast.com. Paul Eno, I guess when it comes to UFOs, you are obviously politically incorrect.
Yes, apparently, at least somebody at Area 51 thought so.
Well, tell me about the Area 51 thing then.
Well, it was in 06, and I was down giving a talk, or supposed to give a talk, at the MGM Grand to about 300 people, right? Unfortunately, there was a blizzard here in New England, and I could not leave on time. I got there a day late, and like there were 30 people. They rescheduled, like 30 people showed up. It was awful.
A day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite a few dollars short. Everything went wrong in this scenario, and I got poisoned by the shrimp or something, and I was sick in the room, and even a nice hotel room gets pretty bad after a few days. So I said, I'm going to get out of here. And my last day, I had a rental car. And I said, I'm going to go up to Rachel, Nevada, where there's the little alien is, and they have all these, it's a little restaurant near Area 51. They have all these cheesy UFO souvenirs and alien stuff. And I said, my sons will get a kick out of it. So off I go, and this is 150 miles from Vegas or something like that. The Rhode Islanders never go more than 5 miles without staying overnight. So this is a big trip for me. You get off the highway, no cell service. And they tell you, make sure you have water and all this. So I get out to one of the outlying towns and I went through there. And then the road forked where there was a little grove of trees and the road forked to the left. That's the one that went to Rachel. And in the middle of this were a couple of cars parked. I didn't pay any attention to that. And there was a sign, extraterrestrial highway. And, of course, the state puts it there for tourism purposes. It says, oh, it's kind of a wheeze. I'll get a picture of this. I set up my tripod. I was by myself. I set up a tripod and I took a picture of myself next to this sign. $1,600 digital camera picture didn't come out. So I said, what the heck is this? So then I noticed, and off to the right, and the other road, is a white SUV with government plates. And these two guys are kind of staring at me. So I'm an old reporter, you know, so I put up the camera to take a picture of them. The guy stuck his finger up and kind of waved it back and forth with a look that would curdle milk and said, "Don't do it." So I got in, kind of went on my merry way. They came around and started following me. Now, the speed limit on this road at the time was 70 miles an hour. They were like 5 inches behind my bumper. You know, I'm a veteran. I've been in some couple of tight situations, you know, and I know what it's like to be scared. I was scared by the time I got to Rachel. And Ben will tell you I'm not easy to scare. So it was a Wednesday morning, and I'm at the Little Alien. Nobody else is there. And I went in, and the woman said, the waitress said, what happened to you? And I told her, and she said, "Oh, you were taking pictures of the park-and-ride for Area 51. I said, "What?" And she said, "Yeah, people from the town park under those trees, and the bus comes out and picks them up and takes them into the base, about 13 miles. And I said, "Look, you know, thousands of people must take pictures of that sign." She said, "Oh, no, but you," she knew who I was. "You are on a..."
Wait a minute. She knew who you were?
Yeah.
Okay. How?
Right. No, were you talking to Pat? Pat was the owner.
I don't know if it was the owner, but no, she'd read one of my books at one time. Right,
sure.
These people are into the paranormal around there because it's part of their living, right? So she said, well, what was happening here was that you're in a database of people who write about this stuff and research the paranormal, and they thought you were taking pictures of the license plates from the cars and were going to bother the people who worked at the base. They kind of didn't want to take the chance. So that's what this was. He said, "Had you been off the road closer to the base, they would have hauled you out of the vehicle, gun to your head, and would have impounded the car, fines, and you know, so it's a good thing you didn't turn off the road." And they eventually did after about 5 miles. So, and I said, "You know, can you believe this?" And she said, there is a geosynchronous satellite that watches whoever's driving along this road, because here I am in this red Plymouth, right? So,
a red Plymouth. Wait a minute.
Yeah. So that's what that was about, according to this woman. So, and so the picture didn't come out because that they have stuff in the ground that prevents stuff from, if you point the camera in a certain direction. I said, "Oh my gosh." So that was the story of that. But I couldn't, after that trip, with everything that happened, I kissed the ground when I got back to Rhode Island practically. But very strange experience.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting out there. I spoke at one of the little conferences that they have out there every year at Rachel.
Oh yeah,
and some of the stories I heard from the locals, it's pretty amazing that place has just recently has been acknowledged as being a real facility. You know, acknowledged by the government. So it's just amazing some of the stories that have come out of there.
Stories
of invisibility suits, handprints being left on parked vehicles and footprints appearing around cars and nobody being seen, that sort of thing. Some pretty interesting stories.
Well, it's kind of like a medium talking to whatever it's talking to. You never quite know whether to believe these things. Now, of course, that's good for tourism, but it's also, you know, you just don't know what's a cover story for what's really going on there and what's not. And I think a lot of the stuff, well, I guess until this happened to me, I thought maybe a lot of the UFO stories were cover stories. But again, I'm wondering if it's not the issue might not be this multiverse question rather than, you know, visitors from other planet, or maybe it's both, or maybe it's neither. I don't know. Because we all know that stealth aircraft and this sort of thing were developed there. And you know, when I was in the military, you kind of learned that things are really about 10 years ahead technologically of what the public knows about. So again, keep them guessing. That's the secret to keeping secrets, is keep them guessing, you know, inaccurate information from.
It's also the secret to a good sleight of hand magician.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Bill Hall being a magician, as a matter of fact, the author of the book we were talking about before. But again, you know, in the end, you really don't know what's happening. All you can do is speculate.
Mm. I see Gene has a note here for me that we have some questions for you, Paul, on our question thread at the Paracast forums.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and open that up while you guys continue. I'll go ahead and get those questions dialed up, Gene.
Well, while he's piling up the questions, we don't have a lot of time. We have basically a little bit more than one segment of the show, so this is going to be the fastest questions and answers he ever had. You know, it's not like the president is asked a question and he spends 25 minutes answering it. Paul, you'll have about 2 minutes, and then we'll cut you off or send a high voltage shock to your chair by remote viewing or from an alternate reality. Because actually, you're not several thousand miles away in New England while we're in Arizona. You are right here next to us in the 17th dimension.
Yes. Well, I never thought I'd try the electric chair.
That's called vamping. Chris, you got a question?
Yeah, this comes from one of our very, very diligent posters, Wade Ridsdale. Calls himself a paranormal master. And he says, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I once semi-heard you, Paul, relate an experience with one of those entities that you describe as a parasite wearing a checkered plaid shirt. He's wondering if he missed the context that it took place in, and he was wondering if you could refresh our memory. And plus, he says, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, too. Okay, well, yes, the man in the checkered shirt is one of a number of they seem to be almost archetypal manifestations of what, in my experience anyway, has been parasites. I encountered probably the most dynamic one in Montreal in the 70s, also in the 90s in Rhode Island, and another time in Connecticut, and another time in New York State. And it actually is a man sort of walking around a corner, generally, usually away from you, in this plaid or checkered shirt. And in all four experiences that I've had with this, and it is known in the literature as an archetypal figure, I interpret it as parasitical. So they were parasite cases that could have turned into poltergeist cases had the thing gotten enough to eat. So that's my opinion on that.
It was an interesting outbreak in Lawton, I think, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about that in our next segment, that outbreak.
Okay.
Because we're going to have an outbreak of something else now. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
This is the outbreak of our final segment with Paul Eno. And I can't believe it's almost over. All right, Chris, you were about to ask another question from our listeners. And
I was, but first I was going to mention a very interesting checkered shirt connection here. There was a two-night period where a wild man was like a wolf man. The description was this wild, hairy guy that could jump two floors, was racing around town in a pair of pants that were several sizes too small, and a checkered shirt, a red checkered shirt, and then soon after, an outbreak of cattle mutilations occurred right around that same area. So, bizarre correlation.
Yeah. Maybe a question for you, Chris, and maybe Linda Godfrey.
Here's one from Voices of the Voiceless, who's a new poster at forum.theparacast.com. And he says, hey, these parasites that you speak of, I'd like to know about one time he's describing what happened to him. He was struck by something like a punch, but there was no physical element to it. It was more like my soul got hit, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground, dazed and confused. My vision was a tunnel. Like I was, I guess a friend and his mother saw him collapse. His energy was drained completely. He was shaking, vibrating, and he says he regained everything after a couple of minutes. He wants to know, what are these things that feed on our energies? The shadow people? Do you know if these things shapeshift with our thoughts to what they might be? I mean, our minds project what we don't understand, and these things use our minds and memes to disguise themselves. He's just wondering what could possibly explain that wasn't some sort of physiological problem that he had.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the thing. You have to look at all possibilities before you look at a paranormal one. I've had things like that happen once or twice to me. You have to ask the right questions in order to get the right answers. Again, I think you have to look at the multiversal idea that these things can come through at any one time, given the right circumstances, but not necessarily stay around. It might be sort of a pass-through sort of thing. And my question to the writer would be, has this happened before, since again? Have you had any other paranormal experiences that might be connected? If not, it might have been just a one-time thing. That said, it sounds like there's a lot, kind of the jolt that he received or punch could very well be electrical in nature. Everything about the multiverse and us is electromagnetic, really. And everything is electrical. Our muscles, our brain, it all works. Our nerves, the synapses, everything works on electrical pulses, really. And so does apparently everything else. And the glue that holds it all together is electrical. So it could have been a natural electrical experience of some kind no entity might have been involved with, or it could. I'd really need to know more to answer the question with any more specificity than that.
Yeah, yeah, but thanks for asking. Voices of the Voiceless.
Yes.
That's an interesting avatar. I guess he's one of our lurkers out there.
And a lot of people feel that way today.
Yes, it's. I think it's kind of pandemic at this point. So where do you see these fields going, Paul? Do you think that we're going to get some headway with new thinking, new approaches at investigation, at research? Where do you see all this going? Do you think you're very fortunate to have a young man who's taking the torch and moving the toting the rock down the field. Do you see the younger generation getting involved to the degree and extent that we need to move this thing forward?
Well, I hope so, and I hope in the right way. I'm very frustrated with the ongoing popularity of the hobbyist approach to this. I was speaking at a conference in 2003, 2004, or 2005, I can't remember which, in Florida. And I spoke there against my better judgment, but it was for beginning ghost hunters. The moderator asked us, well, if you had one word of advice to give to the group, what would you say? I'd say, don't. You have no idea what you're doing. This is not bird watching or butterfly collecting. You know, you're dealing with something that can really mess you up in all kinds of ways and can mess up other people.
Yeah.
And you see the pop ghost hunters out there who don't apparently have a clue. I mean, supposedly one well-known group uses my book, Footsteps in the Attic, at least has said that they use it, but I can't see it and what they do. But barring that, I'd like to see more serious approaches to this, more broad-mindedness. I think that, of course, the thinking that we're seeing in the UFO community is maybe going that way. I'd like to see it in all areas of paranormal research. I don't have an awful lot of hope for that. Modern science, this mainstream science is just as bad in their own way as far as being closed-minded and being almost faith-based, in a sense, as the others. So I think good things will tend to happen as opposed to bad things as we go, if people will simply be intellectually honest and have a little peer review and a little bit of discipline.
Right, and turn off your TVs.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember, we're too intelligent, so you won't be yes on TV.
We can't have the idiot box on anymore. Please tell me.
We're not the only ones you'll hear that from. Lloyd Orbach, the legitimate parapsychologist, and others will tell you the same thing. I don't know how Stan Friedman gets on, because the UFO community is more intellectually tolerant of intelligence than the ghost hunting groups are, I think. Well, with some exceptions. I don't mean to generalize.
Yeah, there are exceptions to that. But by and large, I think the popularity of these ghost shows has really skewed, I think, the field towards, as you put it, the hobbyists getting involved. And I don't see that as being a positive trend. In fact, I think you're right that it's fraught with potential problems for individuals and for people's emotional states. And you start tangling with some of these energies, you better be ready.
We hear from people who were not ready. And I'll say, I was involved in the ghost hunting group. We did this, and, it screwed up my life. I brought something home with me. Nothing's been the same. What do I do? Well, the best thing to do is not get involved in the first place.
Well, that's one way of doing it, yeah.
Many are called and even more bitten.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, again, I don't have a lot of confidence in that direction. And another thing I object to is them. It's sort of a de facto encouragement to get involved in the occult. Don't just investigate the $100,000. Let's do a seance and let's do this stuff. And all hell can break loose in almost a literal sense. So it's not a good idea. And I'd stay away from that. There are some good books out there. There are occasionally some good treatments on the air. But that seems to be mostly with the UFO community. I mean, the Bill Burns productions, certainly UFO Hunters and Ancient Aliens. I mean, I think I wouldn't give college credit for watching it, but I mean, it's Bill is an intelligent guy, very articulate, and produces some good stuff. Stan Friedman, certainly people like that. But on the ghost side, maybe Lloyd Orbach. I like to think Ben and I contribute something to some kind of positive direction in that.
Barry Taft is another one.
Barry Taft, yep. I don't agree with about everything, but I think there is, again, some intellectual discipline in that approach, and there is a certain amount of positive direction, I think, to where they're going.
A little common sense always helps, too.
Indeed.
Paulino, can you tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you do?
Okay. BehindTheParanormal.com or NewEnglandGhosts.com. Good places to start.
Sounds like good places. We have many places where you can find us, which is good or bad. We're on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. There are two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, and someday we'll figure out how to make it one. But right now they say to do that, you got to basically destroy one to merge it with another and all the content. So that doesn't make much sense. So maybe we'll have three Paracast fan clubs. I don't know. We also have the Paracast Plus, our subscription premium service. You go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to learn more. Basically, it's $5 a month, $50 a year. You get an ad-free version of the Paracast every week with enhanced audio quality and also the exclusive politically incorrect commentary show after the Paracast at plus.theparacast.com. You can also get a free copy of one of Chris O'Brien's books, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. How do you do that? You sign up for our free newsletter at theparacast.com. Theparacast.com. There's a little sign-up form there. The newsletter is free of charge. We don't inundate your mailbox with junk mail, and you get a free copy of the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. You also go to Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. OurStrangePlanet.com. There you can check out his updates on all his research and buy a copy of any of his books, either ebook or print version. If you get the print version, such as the new book Stalking the Herd, he will autograph it for you. And with Stalking the Herd, he numbers it. You always get number one. Every book goes out number one, Chris, right?
Right, Gene.
Paulino, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.